This is a test of the National Broadcasting Association to see how loud the stereo is, and to see...
In case of an actual emergency, the stereo would have been turned down.
In case of an actual emergency, your neighbors will beat on your ceiling. I just wanted to hear what we'll be able to pick up on the stereo thing that's right here recording right now.
So, it's called a tape recorder.
Tape recorder. Next week we'll start with color.
I wish I got that John Lee Hooker album. I really like him. You know the Blues Brothers, people sit out in the street playing? All the people are around him. You know that funky little black pink hat? Bam. Ha. This one here? It's not her.
We'll have to get it out of the album.
We have to,
because it won't pick up all over there.
You
can hear it, but I'll load it.
Oh, I know, but I need it closer to us. We really need to
hear
it real close.
Because I'll have to be able to hear it when you and I take breaths.
Should I change and put different music on so this
puts you
to sleep?
No, but it's
fuzzy. Excuse me. I'm
going
to bump my
tape. Your wish is what matters.
How do you
hear
the timing
of the music?
Better.
You listen to the page 98? This is okay. Would you turn down just a tab? That's good.
I wrote three about 9,000. I wish I did
mine,
so I was there about 9,000.
Maybe somebody switched the dice on.
Hi.
So, no banana.
Yellow.
Who did Richard Nixon appoint to head a special prosecution unit investigating Watergate in the spring of 1973?
First name Daniel?
Nope.
John Shirka.
Archibald Cox.
Archibald, little Archie. What 1970 film documented the Joe Cocker Leon Russell American tour? You know, see that first book?
I don't know.
Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Right.
What nationality was Hans' mother?
Chinese.
Swedish.
Swedish. Yikes.
Isn't that
big Swedish woman.
Very big.
So I had different mothers? Really? What five-letter word appeared in the name of every 77 Sunset Strip episode?
I don't know what.
Paper. I don't like playing this with a tape recorder. And they're going to find out how stupid we are. And they're
going to
see how much we cheat.
You know what we should have done? We should have called the question no right at the front.
And then, ooh, they're smart. Three, please.
Who did the free Huey button refer to? Free Huey, as in, I told that my people free.
Huey, baby Huey. Oh, Huey P. Long. Who was that? Who's Huey P. Long? What the hell is that? I don't know.
Huey Newton. That's the black thing. That's a strong arm. Oh, I hate both those. Look at the brown. it's in an English class or literature class, so they don't go, oh, for sure they don't know anything.
What visionary novel contained the slogans, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and war is peace?
1984.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I told you I lived hard and I didn't like it.
Luckily you read the part, those questions were in there.
That was
so, what singer did Xavier Cugat divorce to marry Charo? Coochie coochie coochie.
You meant to sing before you Charo? And he married some young woman whose age was not disclosed. Is it a famous singer?
Oh no, she lives in Plano.
Is
it
a famous singer? A guy we've
probably
heard of?
I didn't connect her with a singer.
Uh-huh.
More with the Beatles album.
Shirley Temple.
Abby Lane.
Oh, Abby Lane, are you serious? How fun.
Orange.
What kind of tree was Tom Dooley hanging from?
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head, I'm
sorry. Okay, he'd be crying, he'd be naked.
I think they hung him from a sycamore tree.
A white oak. Poor Tom.
What TV title character called his 1966 Chevy Blue Ghost?
Beretta.
Mm.
That wasn't for a pizza pie. Shit. Lucy.
What character did Don Novello make famous on NBC's Saturday Night Live?
I know that name. Is it called Guido Sardicci?
Yeah.
I'm not as good as I thought. Yellow for the past,
for the past. Who have the Hell's Angels been out to kill ever since Altamont? Altamont.
I have no earthly idea.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger? How scary. Mick.
Mick looks so big. Greetings.
Here's an unusual question. Which Beatle married Patricia Ann Boyd at Epsom Registry Office on January 21st, 1955?
Ringo Starr.
George Harrison.
I should have said him.
Yes, you should have. If only I'd known. Oh, that'd be wrong again. Brown, please.
You should have gotten green.
Did I get green?
What pseudonym was adopted by David John Moore Cornwell, noted for his realistic tales about aging, weary spies?
I'm going to say that he was Dashiell Hammett.
John Le Carre.
I've never heard of him.
The green one was, who once gushed, I'm crazy in love with Omar and I've told my Elliot about it.
Bobby Spice fan.
Duh.
Crazy in love with Omar. I love Omar. I would run out of him too. What four letter word, prominent in an omnipresent poster was most associated with 1960s artist Robert Indiana?
Love.
How'd you know that?
He did that other, because I don't know, I took a long guess. That's the only four letter word I know that was in a poster. It was shit poster.
This is a game for all ages.
Yeah, they don't have too many wordy dirds, do they?
Wordy dirds?
I thought it stopped.
I really did dance for shit
for nothing. Back and forth and back and forth.
I forgot to mention who that jazz person was. Pink. 1956 Broadway musical introduced the poignant The Polyglot.
No, that's turn out the lights. The one we're talking about is the party. Oh, no. The party's over. It's time to call it a night. Da 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 da. The pajama game.
Bells are ringing.
Bells are ringing.
I'm not gonna see the Beach Boys just for a costume today.
Wonder if they wear
orange
funky shirts and shorts and
white hot pants.
What buck sheet? What is it?
White buck
sheet.
I can't end it because I'm supposed to be like, Fuddruckers. That's where we went.
No, we were at Foot Uncle's.
Okay.
I have another blister on my foot right here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What?
You like those shoes?
But I like those shoes. What songstress made country's This Old House into a 1950s hit?
This old house? I ain't gonna live in this old house no more, no more. I'm gonna say... Joan Baez.
Extra value is what you get.
Rosemary Clooney.
That was back in her younger, beautiful days. Oh, look. Ask me a brown question that I can't answer.
Okay. What character debuted in Beetle Bailey with the query, how come there's no black in his hockey outfit? This is funny.
He's a sergeant, right? Private? Lieutenant?
What did lips do together? Stop.
Smack?
No, stop. Stop blinking again.
Flap?
Are they doing it flap? I told you anything
to me. All I can think of is Lieutenant Furs.
Yellow.
What city saw Kitty Genovese stabbed repeatedly on Friday, March 13th, 1964, while 38 people watched and did nothing?
Let's say New York.
Where else?
Poor kid, he alone in the big city.
Where people watch as you get stabbed.
Did you remember saying that about 5 years? Like, when this big deal thing? It's been forever going over about how people, if you're alone, you're more inclined to help someone than you're if with a bunch of people because you don't want to step out of the group and be separate from the group.
That's too bad.
And you keep thinking somebody else will go hell.
Yeah, that makes more sense, thinking that somebody else will go hell. What character did Desmond Llewellyn make a career of playing in James Bond movies?
Q. Stateroom?
Yeah. You don't even like James Bond. How'd you do that?
I don't know.
I've seen some movies too.
I think it's the bald head one.
Ooh. What did Chinese youths form on August 18th, 1966, to combat Western influence?
The Red Youth Guard, something like that.
The Red Guard.
Can you say that? Asian studies classes, that would be taken, would come in handy.
But little did you know.
Oh, I think it is. Can I go roll again?
No. Which two stones sang back up on the Beatles' hit, All You Need Is Love?
I'm going to say Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
You are burning up the cards tonight, Terry Jones.
Well, I can't remember what the drummer's name is, and Rob Wood came later after what his name could be the fifth. That's the only reason I knew that. Roll again. Yellow.
Who was the last U.S. vice president not to be replaced upon his accession to the presidency?
Spiro Agnew.
Lyndon Johnson. I don't get, what does that question mean? I turned it over though and read Mighty Mouse. But yeah.
Appropriate.
Well, Ford wasn't replaced. Oh, maybe they mean, like, was LBJ reelected after he succeeded Kennedy? Was he reelected for another term? Maybe that's what they mean. See, because Ford didn't get another term after he was, after he succeeded Nixon.
Sure, I don't know. Like
that one's probably wrong, so don't go again, because you didn't get it right. Nice try, Tare, but... Ooh, hot diggity, bug diggity. Those chicken ribbons should go back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and oops.
And
Joe, sure, cheat for me, baby.
You won't get either one of them.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
I think you have a better chance of maybe guessing the orange one.
Okay, who's the orange then?
Which Beatle appeared on the Abbey Road album cover dressed in black?
Is that the one where they're walking sideways across the street?
I think so.
One of them had on white.
I think it was
Paul McCartney.
Ringo. Ringo Ringo.
I had a 1-in-4 chance and I blew it.
Yellow again. Shit. Wish I could get out
of here. Who was the only survivor of a June 1964 plane crash outside Springfield, Massachusetts? He's been the only survivor of lots of things. Another thing that I can think of. Teddy Kennedy.
Poor Ted, he knows how to get rid of people that want. Invade our home. We had to be going for a ride with Teddy. Come ride my limo.
No thanks.
You drive, no walk. What detective did Nicholas Meyer resurrect in the 7% solution?
7% solution. Sounds like Sherlock Holmes.
You know 7% solution?
Salt. Saline.
I think it's the... What stuff was he taking? Was he taking cocaine?
No, it was...
What was cocaine, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think
so. I don't do drugs.
You got pie for that.
I got pie for...
I didn't even get pie for getting the Rolling Stones. That's sad. I should have got pie for that. Let's just take one night where you get pie for everyone you answer right.
We'll see how many we can stack up. Pink, please.
What Scottish school teacher did Zoe Caldwell earn a Tony for portraying?
Jean Brody?
Uh-huh.
Yay, me.
You should have known that one.
I hate yellow and orange.
Ooh. Go to yellow. You can at least guess on that one.
Jello.
Who said in Selma, Alabama, perhaps the worst sin in life is to know right and not do it?
Martin Luther King, Jr.
Yes.
Oh, look, I'm going to work in. Oh, look, I'm going
to be. What musical? I hate this. You always get the musical questions and you know them. I don't know shit about musicals.
Well, you know lots more about everything than I do.
What musical opened off-Broadway in late 1967, then had 1,750 Broadway performances and grossed $80 million worldwide?
Would you read those statistics to me again, please?
Will that make any difference to you?
It might.
What Broadway musical opened off-Broadway in 1967 and then had 1,750 Broadway performances and grossed $80 million worldwide?
I'm going to say Camelot.
Hair.
Hair.
67, Nancy. Come on.
Well, I didn't know when the hell Camelot was written.
I can go to Indian. I can go to Uber.
Ooh. What 1965 Bell Kaufman novel looked at life in a contemporary urban high school?
Bell Kaufman novel? I don't have any idea.
That's the down staircase?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have one-way staircases at your school?
Uh-uh.
We did. Well, of course, you probably had a one-story school.
We did. Even our high school was one-story. When you get off the land, you spread out.
Spread out. And there is one thing in Fort Stockton, and it's land. Oh, you mixed up. We had up staircases and downstairs. We had, at one end of the building, we had an up staircase. At the other end, we had a down staircase. And then in the middle, we had an up and a down.
The year I got out of junior high, they were building on, of course, talking to this panic, they have all this oil money, and when all these people started talking about pooling the school monies and distributing evenly, of course, talking about hog lots, when we got our indoor swimming pool, we built another junior high. We have six or seven schools, and there's no need for them, you know, but they redid. It's a three-story building. It used to just be the special services and junk there, and they built it. And it had an up staircase, I believe. I could never tell which way I was going, so I never went over there. What time you want to play? What comedy series featured a $73 million cachet in the Commerce Bank?
What series? What's a cachet?
Not me.
Besides a perfume.
C-A-C-H-E, I guess that's pronounced
it. In the Commerce Building?
In the Commerce Bank. $73 million in the Commerce Bank. Sitcom, Nancy. Come on. Early 60s. 70s. 60s, 70s.
Rhoda. Mary Tyler Moore.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh. Hey. Well. Thank you. I was going to tell you something we were discussing up and down staircases. I don't remember what it was. What 1961 NBC sitcom starred Whitney Blake, Shirley Booth, Bobby Buntrock, and Don DeFore?
Hazel.
Yeah. Now you know the answer to that question. Last night you did.
The man's name. I never liked him anyway. George Baxter.
George. That's what his name was on the show? Somebody else's name was that too. How many number one hit singles has James Brown had?
James Brown.
Who cares?
Did he get down or what? I'm gonna say six.
None. No, James Brown cannot get down.
I say no, James Brown can't get up to the top. I didn't realize that. I'm so embarrassed. I gave the
little shit more credit than he deserves. The blue one was what MASH character's first two names were, Benjamin Franklin.
I could not tell you a single song he did.
Excuse me. Couldn't either. That's several of the questions.
I
don't know. 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Definitely green.
I think we'll get this one.
Oh, no.
Who opened a restaurant called Pickrick, specializing in skillet fried chicken, in Atlanta in 1947?
Colonel Harlan Sanders.
Lester Maddox.
Good old Les.
He like our attorney general or something. Stupid and stay and ties us some horrible
crap. Jim Maddox.
Oh, Jim Maddox, thank you.
Close, but no cigar. What hard-hitting CBS journalist hosted the NBC game show Who Pays in 1959? Hard-hitting CBS journalist.
Did he do the nightly news for CBS?
Excuse me. I don't think so. He's on 60, 60, 60, 60, 20, 20. Or 60 Minutes, one. He's on one of those shows.
Can I go through the name of all the CBS
reporters?
Yeah.
You name all the reporters you can think of, and I'll let you know when you get there.
Roger Miller?
No.
Marty Safer?
No.
Harry Reisner?
No.
What do you think? He did anyway. Charles Cross?
No.
I don't know this.
Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace. That's who it was. I think that's one Harry Reisner.
That's what you get when you cross a computer with that gorilla.
Harry Reisner?
Oh, I can go to red again this way. Ooh, now I'm going to green.
What group said Marianne Faithfull talking about when she... What group was Marianne Faithfull talking about when she said, I slept with three and decided the lead singer was the best? I bet.
I was going to say the Rolling Stone.
Mick with lips on dick. You got pie for Rolling Stone? Oh, you got that right on the throat, you know?
No, it's my turn.
Do you want to get another beer? That was hot.
They're all hot. I think it's because they're so far down in the refrigerator or something.
Yellow.
The refrigerator's
probably broken, too, like I said. What assassin's aliases included John Willard, Eric Starvo Galt, and Roman George Snide?
Is this what killer?
What assassin's aliases?
Sirhan,
James Earl Ray. I'm going to help you at all.
Fine.
I'll set you out and move your feet for me, please.
What Broadway show spawned million-selling singles for Oliver, Three Dog Night, The Cow Sills, and The Fifth Dimension?
The Fifth Dimension. I'm going to say Hair.
Very good.
I think it was a phrase.
Oh, yes. This is the diamond.
It's too funny. I'm talking to a Candace.
Candace Bulldozer.
Yeah. And we were talking about the kids in her class that could read well and couldn't read well. And she was telling me that Trisha couldn't hear sounds. And she said she was going to have talk to her parents and have her tested and see if maybe she had a hearing problem. Because she would ask her, you know, does the A sound like apple or orange, and she can tell the difference, and I asked her if she thought maybe it had something to do with the fact that she has a speech impediment, that she could hear that. What are we talking about? Because this was going to lead into that.
We talked about killers and hair and Age of Aquarius.
Oh, Nana, I was singing. She said that some people just couldn't hear. So now it sounds like that, or whatever they call it. And she says, just like some people are tone deaf. I start to say, yeah.
That's weird that she can't hear.
I thought maybe it's because she doesn't hear herself saying that one, but that's how she can't hear them.
Well, I think that's from someplace else. I think hers is an accent.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know.
She does her R's that way, though.
Yeah. But also, I've heard her do her vowels real funny.
Oh, really?
Had real Yankee influence on her vowels.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're from someplace else. Her dad is such a nerd. he's real long-waisted. It kind of makes him look funny.
I can't believe McIntyre
had so much work.
I
wonder if they
lived together, you know.
I don't know,
because... It's not
They always pick them up separately, though.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. She always picks Jonathan up, and he always picks up David and Layla. Sometimes Layla will go with her, but she'll leave David. It's kind of weird, you know? I don't like his hair, either. I wish he hadn't done it to his hair. He looks kind of... I guess. I don't know.
Really
it looks
weird.
Kind of funny.
Oh, God. Another thing,
when
you can't have those baggy pants, and just gain the weight, put a baggy in his pants, and that was a little love bomb.
Love Tom. Oh, Mr. McIntyre, you're going through your midlife crisis early this year. This is orange, right?
Yeah.
What cut on the Sgt. Pepper album was banned in Britain?
Mean Mr. Mustard.
A Day in the Life. What was the name of Yogi Bear's little bear buddy?
Abu.
Rolling.
Why do do I never get these questions? Who did John Astin play on the Addams Family? You don't know. I would know that.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Just a minute. Tisha and... Shit. Begins with a D, doesn't it? What did she... Boobala.
Sarah!
What was his name? Morticia and... Gomez.
Gomez out of here.
Ta-da!
And Uncle Fester and Grandmama.
Fester.
Fester.
Oh, that's right. Festus is on Gunsmoke, isn't it?
You're
right. I'm wrong. But this is on tape.
Strike one for Terry. I used to watch the Addams Family all the time. I watched it this summer. That's how bored I was at first sight.
Oh, okay. Ooh, B.
What suit claimed at Bogart Harlan's suggestion to be good?
Campbell's. That's what Campbell's suit.
In their advertising, how the Campbell's little suit boy and girl wear there have gotten thinner as America's
craze with
nutrition.
Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
It's also more. It's nutritious now. Soup is good food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's the Campbell's remake. Oh look, I can go to pink.
What group recorded a 1967 concert in Hawaii and released it as an album titled Laid in Hawaii?
The Beach Boys.
Okay.
I got a piece of pie for the Beach Boys and a piece of pie for the Rolling Stones and a piece of pie for a telephone call.
We're going to come sing happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. It's the birthday Mary.
Da 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 da.
Yes, you
are.
Is it
anybody I know?
Did you laugh? We're recording. We're singing loud. Don't do that one. Hello? Okay.
Give me 10 dimes for the dark in my hand.
And she goes to the bathroom 6 times a day.
Thank you.
Well, there's a city councilwoman in Dallas whose name is Rose Russo. I may be thinking of that, but I thought he was a city council member. Either was and or is.
So it's just like Trivial Pursuit just to come here.
We're playing Trivial Pursuit, so either you should call right now.
I just took a political survey and found out that I know absolutely nothing about Austin politics.
That's what I said, I'm really laughing about, was because they were asking you all these questions like Nancy knows this jack shit about politics.
It was Bill Alshire. I don't know. Then remember the other night we were talking about Frank Cooksey about how we never heard anything about him? She goes, well, I'm going to read you some names and you tell me what you think about him. Mm-hmm. It's either positive, neutral, or negative. And she goes, Frank Cooksey. I said, oh, he's the mayor. I was like, well, I haven't heard too much about him.
You know what?
What?
What were you deciding which way to go?
I was trying to decide orange or brown.
I think you already decided on orange.
I did. I just moved it. Because I said I don't need green. Terry, come back to the world. Come back to the 5 and 9.
Terry Jones. What group established symphonic rock? I just said my name on tape. That's not my real name.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent. To save the innocent.
What?
Symphonic rock?
Symphonic rock. Ooh, baby. You don't know.
How do you know I don't know?
I don't know. I saw that blank look in your face. Stupidity is not hard to hide.
I think it was Stars on Longside. No, wait. Kansas.
The Moody Blues.
What?
So what the question said. Brent, I don't have any power. I'm losing.
I'm winning. That's right. Kenneth and told him, I won.
Oh, that was too funny to think of a trivia pursuit keychain.
What guru did Kurt Vonnegut Jr. write about in an Esquire article titled, Yes, We Have No Nirvanas?
The Maharishi Maharishi Yogi, whatever his name is.
Maharishi Maharishi Yogi.
Did you read the one of those questions in there about Dale Evans? Roy Rogers and Dale? I swear to God, I read all those questions and I did not remember reading it. I thought, shit, she changed cards on me. There's one there about Dale Evans giving head to Roy. Did you find it?
Who said, in horse vernacular, Roy has always given me my head and I have tried to do the same for him.
Isn't that funny? I laughed at that and forgot everything else I cheated and read.
Well, how many of them did you read?
Just the first one. I didn't read that question.
Just the first one?
I swear I didn't read that question.
Yeah.
I swear I didn't. That's reply. You're not getting me to commit. Admit to anything. I just need that. I'm a fan of Kurt Vonnegut Jr.
You are not. You just... Who else do you know would be associated with Nirvana? What American military man said of Vietnam, we met the enemy and he was us?
I'm going to say Douglas MacArthur.
Westmoreland.
Uh-huh.
Is he? Comma General William.
You go that way?
Okay.
Around. Who couldn't read? Who couldn't read by Adolf? Who couldn't read? Try again, Terry Jones.
Take two.
Who couldn't read by Adolf Fletcher's Reckoning in the title of a 1955 book?
Johnny can't read.
It's okay, but he can stop and spit on his head.
I can't wait till Billy gets that card. I think he'll laugh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, girl. Just because of youth in it.
That'd be better. Ah, orange.
He was Cream's drummer. He is aged.
Cream?
Isn't it a dirty magazine?
Okay. Probably spelled different.
Here's that too. Of course, now I've never personally read it.
Of course. Boy, am I going to have juicy stuff on you.
I should have got taped this other night when we were talking about sex.
I have no idea.
Ginger Baker.
Yikes.
Look at you play those drums. I want pink.
What prop did Phyllis Diller always carry on stage with her?
Her cigarette holder. What's it called?
A cigarette holder. Yet. So it just says a cigarette holder.
Oh, I'm using orange.
Who did Elton John team with for the hit Don't Go Breaking My Heart?
Kiki D. I didn't mean to burp during that.
It's okay. If there's anybody you should burp on, it's Kiki D.
I keep going around this board without getting questions right.
What was considered the first golden year of rock and roll?
The 50s.
What was considered the first golden year?
I'm like 55.
Notice the singularity of that. You are so close. 56.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
What actor was a regular on both Leave It to Beaver and the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No. What's his name?
Your eyelashes look like you have on fake eyelashes. Because they're kind of feathery at the end.
You know? It's probably because I didn't get my mask. Probably because I put mascara on the bottom part. Not really. I really don't go all the way up to the tips.
Look, I do. Yep.
What the hell is that man's name? Fred?
I give you a clue.
Okay.
He's the guy in Camelot.
Richard.
And his last name sounds like a football player who has the same last name I do.
Sounds like Jones?
No. Sounds like a football player whose... His this man's last name sounds like the first name of a football player whose last name is the same as mine. The old football player, he's not playing anymore. His last name is Jones. You probably would never use this. You don't know football. Sounds like someone in the church. And it's not the Pope, and it's not the Cardinals.
Richard. Preacher. Preacher, bishop. I don't know.
Richard Deacon.
Yes.
And after all I did for you, you still couldn't get it.
I am just a total loss to society.
Roll again. Two and five. Two, please.
What children's show featured John J. Fadoozle, Ugly Sam, Sir Archibald, and Flubadub?
What children's show? Howdy Doody.
The Howdy Doody Show.
Okay, that's what I meant. You know what I meant. Five, please.
What Broadway show was presented by an all-black company for 2 years and 2 months starting in October 1967. I didn't know that.
What Broadway show?
It's not one you would associate with having a black cast.
62?
67. Carol Channing was in it. They made it into a movie.
Hello, Dolly. How fun. I can imagine Carol Channing after seeing Barbra Streisand do Hello, Dolly, you know?
What French filmmaker's autobiography was titled Memoirs of the Devil?
Ingmar Bergman.
Roger.
Badham.
Badham.
He's the one that did the one with James Fonda.
Oh.